Alright. You know what time it is now.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And well, ladies and gentlemen, we have a new name for the podcast now. This is called the Multiple Topics Podcast. Hosted by none other than Doug Perez and
yours truly, Kenny Patino.
That's right. So we decided to name this that because we have a lot of stuff that we're going to get into. And first of all, let's back up here. I first met Kane back in Elmhurst Elementary. He was in kindergarten, and I was in first grade. We walked in the same day. Didn't even know we walked in at the same day. And as I recall, he didn't like school, and I said something to the effect of, how are we going to see each other? That made him really like school.
Boy, ain't if that the truth. And me and Doug have had a lot of fun together.
Then we separated a bit. And then I went to Mrs. Martha Limmer's class. That was in what, fourth grade, was it?
Yeah.
Fourth grade. And then Kane came up over there, joined me. Then we separated again. I went to Rogers. Well, then he came, sophomore year.
Yep,
sophomore. And then, sophomore year. Thank you. And then he joined me again, and we reunited. And then from there, we separated again after I graduated. And who would know that we were doing this here podcast right now?
Absolutely.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we got a heck of a lot of stuff to get to.
Oh, we today. Really. And we decided we're doing it this way because, to be honest with you, ladies and gentlemen, we're not going to be doing any lessons anytime soon.
No, absolutely not. We have a lot of stuff to get to, and let's give a little insight. What we do before we even do a podcast, I'll tell Kane stories or he'll tell me stories, and we'll go, let's do that for the podcast, you know.
Absolutely.
And so we compile as we go. And I think the random thing really works.
It really, really, really does.
Because then we don't have to scramble so hard to think, oh gosh, what are we going to talk about? What are we going to do?
And that's why we come up with this multiple topics. We first started calling it Anything Goes, but...
Right, but multiple topics sounds better because we don't know where we're going to get into.
Absolutely.
Or what we're going to get into, and it's like, wow, whoa, we got the... Where did this come from?
Absolutely, man, absolutely.
So, like, sponsor this thing by none other than the Roku channel. The Roku channel, if you have a Roku smart TV or a smart TV, some of it has Roku built in, some of it may not. But if you go to the Roku channel, there's multiple things on there that you can stream. Several. If you can't find something you're looking for, turn it off. Because you didn't belong there. That makes sense?
Boy, ain't if that the truth. And
I told Kane about some of the stuff I've been watching. They got classic TV. They got comedy. They got a lot of the old stuff on there, too, like Little House on the Prairie.
Okay.
Now, which I think that would be one of your mom's favorites, I think.
It would be. It's funny that you say
Green
that.
Acres.
Okay.
Petticoat Junction, just to name a few.
Now, I'll tell you one of my favorites, and I wonder if Roku happens to have an app out there, because I'll be honest with you. You know, I am a big Golden Girls fan. I'll be completely honest with you. The Golden.
Golden Girls is one too. I don't know if that's on there. I would imagine it might be.
You know what, ladies and gentlemen? If you have tried it and liked it for yourself, let us know. We would like to. We'd like to have some action in this. Actually, to be honest with you.
Absolutely.
We'd like to hear from you guys.
We would definitely like to hear from our viewers. Like, in fact, today we're going to have a bit of a debate, and Kane and I are going to discuss something, a scenario, and which is a true thing that's actually going to be happening. Well, it's yet to be verified, but I got my source, Dan, working on that verification process.
Well, let's get to you first.
So you gotta have sources to back it up, ladies and gentlemen. You gotta have sources. If you ain't got sources and you don't know what you're talking about, then don't talk about it.
Boy, ain't if that the truth.
Don't do it.
Yes.
So, where do we start, man? We got so much stuff here.
Well, you know what? I say we start off with the debate, man. Honestly.
All right. The debate it is. All right. A lot of schools have come up with a policy that they would like, that they are going to install seatbelts in their school buses. Now, however, there is a new Ohio law stating that the newer school buses now have to have seat belts in them. So some of the schools are taking that as doing a policy that as long as the buses are equipped with the seat belts, that students must wear them. Now, I'm going to start by going out, and I'm not telling you guys what to think. I'm going to go out and say, yes, that they should. Because now, first, let's ascertain the facts. School buses are safer than a car. They are 40 times safer than a car, believe it or not.
Really?
And yes, they are, because you're higher up in a bus than you are a car. Because you, when you're sitting in that seat in the bus, okay, you are protected like an egg in an egg carton. Says Dan.
Wow.
And that's true. Now, some states have that where you have to have a seatbelt policy, seatbelt law. New Jersey is one. Texas is one. Let me pull this up. I'm going to pull this up. This is going to be an audio thing. Alexa. Mm-hmm. Alexa. Mm-hmm. How many?
J.J. Arnold.
Alexa.
Season 1, episode 1.
Alexa, mm-hmm. Stop. All right, hang on here. Alexa, how many states have a state law that require seatbelts on school buses?
Here's something I found on the web. According to scholarslab.org, only 6 states have laws requiring seatbelts on school buses.
6 out of 52.
Yeah, so 6 out of 50 states, bub.
Oh yeah, 6 out of 50. That's
hey, 52, man. Don't you remember history? Don't you remember? 52. 52.
Ladies and gentlemen.
All right, then what are the 52 states?
Ladies and gentlemen, here's something that you don't know about this podcast for those of you who are brand new. When you hop onto this podcast, you are not just getting some education. No.
You're getting to know us personally here.
Absolutely.
This is how Kane and I have been all our lives.
Absolutely.
We've given people a hard time. We've given each other a rough time.
Absolutely.
We pick things to give each other a hard time about.
We really do.
Like, so anyway, as I was saying, there are some schools that are requiring seatbelt usage on the bus if they are equipped. Now, the older school buses, that which do not have seatbelts, are not required to have seatbelts. It is a, it is the newer buses that are newer. Let's see here. Alexa, what does the new Ohio state law say about seatbelts on school buses?
Here's more on Shakeology Superfood Shake.
Alexa, stop. What the? What the heck is this? What? That did not just do that. All right. Alexa, what does the new Ohio state law say about seatbelts on school buses?
In Ohio, driving under the influence can lead to impoundment.
What does the new law state about seatbelts on school buses?
Here's something I found on the web. According to AAA.com, seatbelts are required for the driver and all passengers age 8 and older or over 4 feet 9 inches.
What did that tell me? That doesn't tell me nothing. Anyway, let's just go with it. So the school buses that are like 2018, or that'd probably be a newer number, newer year.
Right.
They require seatbelts. And those are the 3-point seatbelts. Now, Kane, you know what a 3-point seatbelt is?
That sounds small.
No, it doesn't sound small, bud. What it is what you got in the car right now, the lap and shoulder belt combined.
Oh, okay.
That's a 3-point.
Okay, see, I'll be honest with you, man. I am not good at measurement, man.
It's all right, neither am I, but Dan's the one that hit me with the term, and I said, oh, that must be the lap and shoulder belt. Yeah, it's a lap and shoulder belt.
See, right there, there's your education, you guys.
And now the lap belts that the school buses have, those are 2-point because you got two pieces. You got the part that goes across your waist, and you got the buckle.
Oh, okay.
So that's called a 2-point.
That makes sense.
Some tractors have 6 points there, but now if you want to go in the NASCAR, all right. Don't talk about NASCAR seatbelts. NASCAR seatbelts are 6-pointer, bud. Now that's one that goes around the waist, snaps, goes down, snaps between your legs like one of them car seat belts.
Dang. Okay. I see where you're coming with this.
Okay. Yeah. See that? That's called a 6-point.
Oh, I did not know that there was different points for seatbelts like that, man.
Yep. Sure are. Yep. If you watch NASCAR, you'll see the other ones that I just mentioned. My dad mentioned that to me.
So, okay.
So yeah. So he gave me the education on that, so to speak.
Gotcha.
So yeah. So all right. Question is, do you think it's a little over the top to require seatbelt usage on school buses? Yes or no? I'm thinking not, because if you can keep the kids, in my opinion, not only can you keep the kids safer, but you can maintain order better on the bus. In other words, if they got that seatbelt on, they can't get their feet out in the aisle.
Absolutely.
You know, if you want them, you can maintain order better that way.
And I cannot tell you how many, now, Doug, you and I have both ridden school buses our entire life. How many times have we heard bus drivers and aides go, "Sir or ma'am, get out of the aisle. Sir..."
I've heard it many times, bud. And some of the drivers get so upset. Get out of the aisle!
Oh my goodness.
And it's like a broken record, a broken record. And if you got that seatbelt on, you can't do that. So I think that it's not only good for the safety of the children, but it's good to keep order and discipline on the bus better.
Boy,
because that's the way that it is. Now, some schools have it that way now, where that you, like, say, I'll give you an example here. Bowling Green City Schools is going to go that route next year. They're going to install seatbelts on their new buses. And from what I understand and what I've read, that's what they're going to do. Now, Dan's going to verify that for me, but if there's any revisions to that, then we'll go back to it next time we do it. But that's the way I understand. Now, let's see here. Now, I'll give you a school here. Alexa, does Eastwood School Transportation require you to wear a seatbelt on the school bus if they're equipped with them?
Here is an answer I translated from goodfrage.net. They do, and seatbelts are also required. The only exceptions are buses that allow standing places, which is usually the case with public buses and local transport.
Now, if you ask this question, Alexa, what does Bowling Green City School Transportation in Ohio say about seatbelts on their school buses?
Bowling Green City School Transportation in Ohio does not require seatbelts on their school buses. Despite some opposition from school bus drivers, the transportation department believes that their safety protocols, which include comprehensive driver training and regular maintenance and inspection of buses, provide sufficient safety for students. They do, however, encourage students to wear seatbelts when riding the bus.
Okay, they do encourage that, which is also a good thing. So that's kind of how that also works.
Yes, absolutely.
And, Eastwood, Alexa, does Eastwood School Transportation require students to wear seatbelts on their school buses?
Eastwood School Transportation does require students to wear seatbelts while on school buses.
See, Eastwood does, and Bowling Green, I believe. This audio is okay, ain't it? I don't want to get us in trouble.
Absolutely, this audio is okay.
Okay, yeah, because not like there's any swear words in it or
right.
Anything like that. Okay, let's see here. All right. Alexa, is Bowling Green City School Transportation in Ohio going to install seatbelts in their new buses?
From CBSNews.com. This fall, the school district is installing seatbelts that go across the shoulder and lap on one of its new buses.
See, there you go. So that'll be required on their bus at that point in time. Because some of them, like you say, Elmwood School, Elmwood does not have seatbelts on all their buses. Now, they require it if the seatbelts are on the buses. Then, yes, they require it.
Right.
That's kind of how that goes. And now, Bud, how many school buses have you been on? Have you been on school buses without seat belts and with?
Absolutely, I have.
Me too. Now, Dan had a rule, and he couldn't always enforce it because he wasn't always driving a bus, but he liked for students to wear their seat belts if the weather was bad, if they had seat belts on the bus. Yeah, that would be my rule too. The weather's bad and it's raining, get them on. You put them on.
Right.
Actually, if I was a bus driver, you'd have it on regardless, technically.
I'll be honest with you, man. So would I, because, I mean, let's be real. You're in a bus full of students, man. That's my opinion.
Now, the other thing is that the driver, you are responsible for that.
And that's exactly where I was going with that. You're in a bus full of students, right?
Yep.
You're the driver. You are responsible for them children's safety. So,
right.
Therefore, you do need to enforce every single child to wear a seatbelt.
Oh, yeah. Yep. And one of the things that some of the schools do is that at the schools, when they stop, like, say, Bowling Green City Schools, what they're going to do is they're going to, each school that they stop at, the driver is going to get up and go back there and check. Make sure everybody's hooked up.
Right.
And now at, say, Eastwood School, that's one school. Driver will get up once everybody gets on, make sure they're all hooked, and also make sure the seatbelt is properly adjusted.
Absolutely.
Properly adjusted. And now, Bud, do you remember? Remember Winston on tarps? He would always, not only would he put the seatbelt on you, but he would tighten it.
Oh, yes.
He would tighten it up.
100%.
And he would tighten it, and he would say, he would ask you if it was too tight, and if you said yes, you would loosen it just a little. But then he would say, I have to leave it tight, so that way you don't fly forward.
Absolutely.
In the event of an accident. Because if you remember tarps, their policy was that the driver was required to get up and check and make sure that you were hooked.
I remember that policy very well.
Yep, and every driver we had, even Gaylor, remember that was something he had to do even after we all got hooked up. He still had to get up and check.
Absolutely.
Remember what you would say? He'd walk back, he'd go, okay, you're hooked. You're hooked.
How could I ever forget?
And he'd go, okay, you're hooked. That needs tightened up a little bit. You're hooked. All right, very good. And when he would walk back to us, remember, he'd go, did you guys get hooked yet? And we'd go, yep, you did. Okay. And he would check everything, everybody. Same way with Diversified, even though they were in vans. Drivers still had to get out checked. They were supposed to. They didn't always, but they were supposed to.
You're absolutely right.
Yep. Because think about it. Just because you look in the mirror, that doesn't mean you can tell clearly if they're hooked. Unless you got some kind of indicator.
You're absolutely right about that.
Oh, yeah. Like some vehicles, remember that one van we rode in, the new Diversified van, the new one, that 502? That one was a cool van because the driver didn't have to really check to make sure you were hooked, because remember it had a beeper and it would indicate which seat it was.
Oh, yes, I do remember that.
Yep.
Now this is something that I feel, now me and Doug were talking about this. Now,
yep.
Now, I want to be sure, Doug. I don't. That's just from what I've heard. I don't know if it's actually coming out. So I want. You remember the law I told you about, how cars are coming out with seat belts where they will not start.
Yep.
Can you check on that info and see if that info is true? Because I don't want to tell.
Yep. Hold on a second. Let me see here. Because we don't want to give away false information.
Absolutely.
Let's see if I can position this thing better. Alexa, are they coming out with cars that will not start if the seatbelt is not fastened?
Yes, there are cars that will not start if the seatbelt is not fastened. Many new cars have this feature to promote seatbelt usage and increase safety.
There you go. Yes. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So that means we are right. we are right.
Yes.
We are right about that. No.
And Doug did not know about that.
And there's not a way to disconnect it either. So put it on or you ain't going nowheres.
And Doug did not even know about that law.
No, I didn't know about it either. But what it, here's my thinking, bud. You know, sometimes people don't fasten the seatbelt and they just click it behind them.
Yeah.
If it's fastened, then it'll start. But if it's not around them, it'll still start as long as it's fastened then.
Right.
So some people may not have it around. Because how does a car know if the seatbelt's around you, you know?
Right. See that?
And if you clip that thing behind you, that car is going to start.
That's you would think the dinging would just be enough. You would think.
Yep. Because I know people that do that. I've talked to people on the radio that do that. They just clip the seatbelt behind them.
Absolutely. Right.
And you got a family member that doesn't wear a seatbelt. You could see him doing that, clipping it behind him.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Now, there are some people, okay, that have different reasons why they may not wear a seatbelt.
Right.
I have an uncle who doesn't wear a seatbelt because he's afraid of them. And he's afraid of them because the one time when he was in a car, and this happened years ago, before seatbelts were a big thing. I mean, they had them in cars, but they weren't a big thing back then. He got into an accident, and if he would have had a seatbelt on, he would have been dead. So there are people who have had bad experiences, and Uncle Joe does not wear the seatbelt very often. Once in a blue moon, he might, but not very much because of that. And do I blame some people for being scared? No, because some seatbelt, that car flips over. I've heard of where people have gotten trapped.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so there's positives and negatives.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, now, here's the thing, too. And I'm just trying to get back on what I was talking about earlier, too. But when we look up things, it's nothing for us to be ashamed of, just to let you guys know. We just do it out of the courtesy for everybody else.
We do it out of accuracy.
Exactly.
Accuracy. We want to be accurate as to what we're telling you.
Absolutely.
We don't want to do that out of we don't want to be podcasters who don't know what they're talking about. Exactly. And there's enough of those.
Oh, yeah.
There's enough of them. I ain't even going to go through the list.
Well,
but you know some of them, bud. You know what I'm talking about. Some of them will talk about things and don't even have a clue what they're talking about.
Boy, ain't if that's the truth. All right. So, do you got any more information, bud, or did we cover pretty much the seatbelt portion?
Well, I think we did. So...
Oh, okay. Are you ready for this one?
Yeah.
Did you happen to hear about that 15-year-old kid on Court TV, bud? Me and you were talking about this. Who actually is... Now, 15 years old, bud. 15 years old. And he's being...
Wait a second, bud. We forgot to do something.
What's that?
It is now time for... our news portion. More news than you might be able to possibly even use.
Boy,
it's time for more news that you can use.
Yes, sir.
So you were telling me about that off the air. Go ahead, tell it.
So there was a 15. Now think about this, ladies and gentlemen. News flash for those of you parents who are just starting to become parents. Don't buy your child a firearm.
Don't do it.
Because
just don't do it.
Because there is a kid who is 15 years old okay?
And that's 15, 1-5.
Right, not 51, not
bad. Not 50, 15.
Right.
I was just clarifying that because sometimes 15 sounds like 50.
Absolutely. And he is facing charges as an adult. He's got his whole life ahead of him.
He's got his whole life ahead of him. He could be doing a lot of things with that life.
Yes.
He could be going to college. He could be making an honest living, but no.
He is facing life behind bars because he took a firearm to school.
This happens all the time. It appears to be happening more and more.
It really does.
And yeah. I just, what more can you do? And if you want to talk about that, I mean, let's talk about why children maybe get homeschooled. Maybe that's why.
Boy, that's the truth right there. And I don't know the name of the, I don't know the name of the child, but I know that his parents are now in jail because they bought the gun for the minor.
Yeah, you got to be a certain age to get a gun.
Absolutely. And there's
what is it, 18 maybe? 21?
And there's a lot of things that he will have to go through to get a gun. It's a big process.
Background checks. Big background checks and everything.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And they got to make sure. But, you know, here in Ohio now, bud, they got something called open carry.
Really?
Yeah. But I don't think that's for juvenile, though. But open carry means you don't have to have a permit.
Let's find out what all they said about that 15-year-old so far, Doug. See if Alexa has anything more news
about. Let's see here if she does. Let's check. This thing's got a wealth of information sometimes. Sometimes it does. Sometimes it doesn't. What state was it in, you know?
Ooh. Give me just one second, but ladies and gentlemen, we will be right back. We're going to do a little bit of research of our own, and we shall be right back.
All right.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, bad news.
Bad news here. We can't find information on the child. We don't know what state it was in, but nevertheless, he's facing life behind bars. You say he shot the school up too?
Yes, he did.
Did anyone get killed?
Numerous people. Numerous people.
So numerous people. So right out of the gate, it's a homicide.
And the what's crazy thing about this is, now think about this. There is not one person inside the school. Now, because normally when you shoot somebody, you want to shoot somebody who's like your enemy or something.
Somebody, right.
Who's done you wrong. Normally.
Right. Right.
That was not the case with this kid.
Yeah, don't tell you he was a liked kid.
Yes.
Okay, if he was a well-liked kid, never had any problems. All right, so this child never had any problems. No problems whatsoever. No problems with people in the school. And he does that. Why? Why would you do that?
Just because he thinks he could be cool.
Because he thinks he could be cool. And the parents buy him a gun.
Absolutely.
This is absurd.
It really is.
This is really, really, really absurd.
It really is.
He's facing life behind bars. Are his parents serving similar?
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
I wonder if they're in the same jail.
I doubt it. I doubt it.
Well, I'm sure they're writing to each other.
Right.
I'm sure the child's writing to his mom and dad.
Right. Now I'll tell you this much. I hear that after they are done with the kid's trial, they're gonna start trialing the dad.
Oh, so he's not on trial yet. The dad's not.
Right. Exactly. Yep.
Well, So they're going to put him on the. So the mom's already been on trial?
As far as I. Ladies and gentlemen, what I'm going to do is the next time we do this podcast, I will get back with you guys and we will have more info.
I'll tell you what, but, since I ain't got the time to really at this point, could you try to watch a little court TV?
Absolutely.
You know, and see what they say.
Bud, I'll be honest with you. That is my dad's specialty, ladies and gentlemen. That is my dad. He's my specialist in this podcast.
Maybe it's time to. Maybe we should bring. Maybe he should do that. And you know what your dad ought to be. He ought to try to get in the mind of a killer. See why the heck they do these things? Because this child thought he could be cool. Why? But you know. I mean. If you don't, I just can't wrap my head around this. If you don't have an enemy and you don't have any enemies whatsoever,
right?
Okay, you like your teachers, you get good grades. I take it he got good grades. Okay, why in the world do you do that? Did somebody, what I'm thinking is, did somebody dare him to? Could it have been, you know? You don't know. There's a lot of possibilities.
It very well could have been. And now, before we continue this discussion, ladies and gentlemen, we just, for those of you who are new listening to this podcast, because we have to, you know, it's a shame we have to do this, but we don't mind, because I'll be honest with you guys, when we talk about this kind of stuff, ladies and gentlemen, when we're asking, like, how could you do stuff like this, let me just clarify, we're not judging you guys. We're not
judging anyone at all. We're just trying to get inside the mind of a monster.
Exactly.
You know, anybody ever watch Ted Bundy, Mind of a Monster?
Honestly, I've heard of Ted Bundy, but I've never heard of that show.
Oh, yeah, bud. You got on Tubi. Look it up on Tubi, bud. That's one of the places you'll find it. And that's actually the name of the show, Ted Bundy and the Mind of a Monster.
I'll have to definitely check it out. And I'll tell you something else, ladies and gentlemen. If you like law enforcement shows, and if you have something to discuss about law enforcement, Doug is your guy. I'm telling you.
Absolutely. You know what? If you do have something that you want, let's try it this way. You guys got a story you want Kane and I to cover? Send it to Kane on Facebook.
Yes.
And we'll be glad to cover it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We'll be glad to cover that. I mean, it's... All right. So here's a more accurate one for you. And this is what I told you off the air, Kane, remember about the SRT call?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, so there was a... So, let me back up here. The other night, about 12:30 in the morning, I'm sitting, watching a little TV here, you know, got the radio on in the background. And for those of you who do not know, I'm always monitoring radio. Always. So I'm sitting and I'm listening. And I hear everybody show me around the Perrysburg Township. Show me around the Perrysburg Township. And I'm listening on the sheriff channel. So like, what's going on? So I reached out today to Sheriff Mark of Wood County. Well, they say his name on the news, so I guess it's okay. Sheriff Mark Busolution of Wood County. That's why I figure I can say his last name, because they do, so I figure it's okay.
Right.
So Sheriff Mark Busolution called to talk to him. He's a very good friend of mine. Talked to him. I said, hey, what happened in Perrysburg Township? And he says, oh, I said, was it a SRT call? Yeah, it was. No, SRT, before I go getting technical, I guess I should tell you what that is. Special Response Team. Now, I do, let me be honest, I do have a habit, and Kane will verify this, I have a habit because I'm so used to using these codes as a law enforcement officer. Even Kane doesn't know what the heck I'm talking about sometimes.
And it's funny you actually say that because I was, as you were telling me about earlier, I started wondering, what the heck is SRT? But then you...
Yeah, stands for Special Response Team. So, anyway, they get there. I guess it was a guy who got into an argument with his mother in the house, and speaking of why the heck would you do this, he took out a knife and held his mother at knife point.
Whoa.
And so the big thing, that's why the SWAT team got called and the sheriff was there himself trying to get him. Negotiators were there. Now, the negotiators, okay, let me back up for a minute. Let me explain this. Wait a minute. First of all, we got enough time here.
Absolutely.
Okay, let me explain what a negotiator does. Because I feel I have to be very thorough because there's a lot of new people that probably listen to this. Check this out. So the negotiator is a member of law enforcement, of the SWAT team, who will talk to the person via telephone or via public address system, which some people might refer to as a PA system or a loudspeaker. And they will talk to them and try to get them to, you know, give up or whatnot. So they told the guy, they said, just come on, let your mom out, let her out. So 12:30 in the morning, okay, so they finally he agrees to let his mom out. So his mom comes out, and then the negotiators worked on trying to get him out. Wouldn't come out. 3:30 in the morning. Finally surrenders. And the negotiator was able to talk him out, and get him in custody. Took him to jail.
Wow.
Yep. So, like I said, I know I've talked about some of this stuff before, but I just feel it's important to rehash this and explain what things are, because there's a lot of people who listen to the podcast, and believe it or not, our viewers have gone up.
Absolutely.
Since we started doing this randomly.
And I'll be honest with you guys. I'm going to be straight up honest. Our lessons were going to consist of reviews. But then when we started found out we have a lot of news stories to really talk about, we decided, you know what? We're not going to do lessons much as of right now, if ever. Like, we're constantly finding new things to talk with you guys about. So honestly and truly, what do you think, bud? I think our days of lessons are probably...
I think they're over. I think they're over.
I think so.
But you know, to talk about law enforcement stuff and news things and things like that, we're more accurate than some of the stuff is.
Absolutely.
Because we do, but we don't just talk about depressing stuff.
No, we really don't. We don't.
I know, but we'll definitely do that. And we definitely enjoy talking with you guys about the stuff.
Absolutely.
So that's what. So I'm glad I clarified with us that what SRT was, because you were scratching your head too there.
I was, man. This is a multiple topic. Tell them about what happened for the new viewers when we were in the lunchroom together in high school.
What's that?
About the team, 13A.
Oh, 15A.
Oh, yeah, 15A. Ooh. Yeah, tell them
about. Oh, yeah, yeah. So I'm sitting there with Kane and we're eating lunch. We always sit next to each other at Rogers. And we'd eat lunch together. So I was sitting there, and I was telling him a story. You know, I was telling him about somebody that had a 15A. And he goes, "What'd you say? What the heck's a 15A?
And Doug even says to him, didn't you say, "Bud, what is wrong with me?"
I go, "What's wrong with me here? I'm sorry. It's a warrant." It's a warrant for their arrest. But the thing of it is, no matter what kind of job you do, if you work in electronics, if you work in, let's say, anything that does codes, you're used to using those codes.
Absolutely.
It's habit forming. It's very habit forming. It's not a bad thing to do, but it's a bad thing to get into when other people have no clue what you're talking about.
And I even said, "Doug, wait a minute, man. I can't understand that code. English, please." Didn't I say
yes,
that?
Yes. You said, hey, man, we got... No, you said it like this, bud. You go, "We got to start speaking English around here." "I don't understand that." 15A.
And didn't you... And he told me, "I am so sorry, bud. It is a bad habit of mine."
I said, I'm sorry. "It's a bad habit of mine. I listen to radio all the time. I do. And one of the things that they do is they talk a lot about a lot of code stuff. And it's like, whoa, what are they talking about here, you know?"
And you
you know what? People are probably wondering, how does he decode this?
Absolutely.
How do they know? How do they figure it out? Well, I listen, and I figure it out as to what it means, as if whatever the course of events are occurring at the time.
Absolutely.
Yep. You know what? I could probably turn my radio on right now and demonstrate that.
It's actually a good idea.
Because I think we pretty much covered everything. We got time.
Yeah.
Let's see here. All right. Hang on, let me turn the volume up. There we go. Now the volume's up a little bit, so there we go. All right, so I'm going to demonstrate this to you.
Okay.
And we'll see what comes on here. I don't want to say this, but sometimes when I wanted to talk, it doesn't. I mean, but how many times have we done this?
A lot.
Yeah.
Oh, I have a bit of information for you.
What's that?
So, ladies and gentlemen, when you're, okay, when you're getting your feet, but let me first ask you this. How many people do you know who get pedicures?
Well, I've heard of those.
Okay. Because I gotta be straight up honest with you. So I was getting a pedicure last week. Men can get those, just to let you guys know. It's not just women. Men can get those. Okay? My cousin had seen my feet were extremely dirty. I will not state what was wrong with them, but let's just say that they were extremely dirty. Okay?
No. I mean, it's more than I needed 2 days for, like, multiple hours for that subject.
Okay, go ahead, bud.
I was listening to their... Oh.
Well, you were listening to the radio?
Yeah. Okay. I wanted to see if we could get a demonstration.
Well, that means he's in service.
What county are you going to be transporting that mail up to the Jet Center for the evening?
Okay, Wood County is going to be transporting up to the Justice Center for the evening, which is the jail. And the code 45 that Bowling Green Police Department just used means that he's in service. Okay, 220 means warning, and code 12 means the race of the person is a white female. So that's what that means. Oh. This might work.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know what? For now, at this point, we're going to be listening to the radio until time is up. So, because there's honestly not that much time left. So, what we're going to do is we're going to listen to the radio and Doug's going to show you how he knows all this stuff. So, hope you enjoy the radio portion of this.
Yep.
Ending mileage
means the miles. I since I didn't have it on, I don't catch what he said.
ETA 28 minutes.
Now ending mileage is the mileage that your miles. You have to give Wood County your mileage each time you transport someone. You have to beginning mileage and end.
And ETA stands for estimated time arrival.
Very good. Very good.
Thank you.
What do you know? See, you know a lot more you give yourself credit for.
Boy, and I learned a lot about that when I was a part of TLC.
Yeah, and this is not for tender loving care, ladies and gentlemen.
No, sir.
This is a van transportation.
Absolutely.
And that's what one of the things Chris would ask a lot. Is what the ETA is to so and so.
Yes.
All right. Our unit has one in the Sally port with one male 21. That means they just took someone into the jail. That was probably the other subject. And 21, I believe, means he is a black male.
Wow.
So that is the jail. You know, we should do like a code portion, like for different agencies too. The different agencies are different. This is, you know, the sheriff's office.
You know what? You're right.
And I have a lot. $400 for possession of marijuana, which means a ticket for possession of marijuana.
Ooh.
Citation for possession of marijuana. Marijuana.
No way, Doug. You know about that too?
Oh, heck yeah, I know about that term. How do you know?
Because I've heard some people say marijuana before.
Oh, I've heard people say marijuana too. I have, yeah.
Man.
Yeah, small world.
It really is.
So some of our family members talk the same.
To be honest with you, man, I don't know where I've actually learned that. It may have been from a movie, but I don't know what it was from, but I don't think it was from family. Where have you heard it said, bud? Out of curiosity.
My uncle Junior has said it, bud. Like when the state patrol chopper is up in the air and they're eradicating marijuana plants.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about, bud.
Yeah, my uncle Junior says, well, they're out there spotting for marijuana.
That's something.
Another 400, Bowling Green PD, another 400 for possession of marijuana and underage consumption of alcohol. Another ticket.
Man,
the problem with Bowling Green, ladies and gentlemen, is that it is a college town. It is. And we have a lot of...
Scan on.
We have a lot of people...
Scan on.
Who... the college kids, they go to party. They don't go to school. They go to party. And it's ridiculous. You should hear... I wish we could do like a radio live thing of this, because if everyone could just listen to the radio with me, and this is only Tuesday, you ain't heard nothing yet until you listen on Thursday night to BGPD, Friday night to BGPD, and Saturday night to BGPD. You ain't heard nothing.
I think we should take one of those nights, bud, and just let the audience hear exactly just how BGPD really is, bud. We should.
You know what? That's an idea. That is an idea. You know what the cool thing about this radio is?
What?
I'll show you something. Good. So I'm BG Police right now and it's scanning. That is now my priority channel because I selected that channel.
Absolutely.
Your channel on this radio that you select becomes your priority channel.
Wow.
So that... Should that be our next podcast? Maybe we should do it like on...
We should.
Thursday night, Friday night, or Saturday night.
I would personally suggest Friday night, bud, because that way... Because I got a lot of things that I do on Thursday nights, but I'll be honest with you. But hey... But all right, ladies and gentlemen. We only have 1 minute left, so we do have to wrap this thing up. But,
all right. Let's just say thanks for listening, and hope you enjoy it.
Over and out.
Out.